Om Shanti. I'm going to ask you questions. No? You know a lot of jnana, so we have to share. Okay. Take microphone, those who can answer in English. What is your responsibility to yourself? Come. Have courage.
Our response is reform ourselves.
Yeah. What?
For our awareness, elevate it. Remember Baba constantly and become instrument for him to serve the world.
That's third topic. First is how can I help myself? What I should do to help myself?
Important, I must focus, practice, so conscious. See other life brother soul and check every day.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yes, more people come in front. Take mic.
Om Shanti, responsibility to myself. Consider myself first to be a soul.
Don't repeat what somebody has said. But tell something new.
Okay. Have faith in Baba. That is my biggest thing. Most of all, I must have faith.
Faith in Baba.
Baba.
Okay. What will you do for that? To increase your faith.
I follow Srimad.
Mm-hmm.
Follow Father footsteps.
If you don't have faith, how will you follow Srimad? If you don't have faith, why should you follow Srimad? Srimad is so difficult.
But my faith is, well, let me follow Srimad.
But to increase your faith, yes. What will you do?
Listen to Murli and imbibe what the points Baba saying. And I think most of all, for me, I start with Amrit Vela. That I have my chit-chat with Baba.
Okay. So to have deep faith, I should experience Baba's love, power, etc. And Amrit Vela is the best time to experience that. But any time, if I meditate, naturally, I will know Baba well, and I will have power to follow Baba's direction. Okay, anybody else? Bharti? Come.
Om Shanti, my responsibility to myself is to protect myself. It means to be always with Baba, to hold his hand, and nobody else except Baba.
Keep busy. Today Baba was saying, no? If you are busy in service, after doing your routine work, household work or business, keep yourself busy. Then Maya will say goodbye from distance.
And to develop a relation
so remain zeal and enthusiastic.
And it protects me.
Keep busy. Okay. And keep yourself under Baba's company or a canopy to be safe from Maya. Okay? Anybody else? Come.
Om Shanti. My responsibility to myself is self-respect, also to have faith in myself as well as Baba, my responsibility is to make sure I'm in silence enough to really link with Baba and to know the difference of what someone else is saying, you should do this, you should do this. But no, I feel Baba's guiding me. And to always have that uppermost in my awareness, not to depend on others, to depend on Baba.
Good. Good. Anybody else? Anyone else? Come, come.
Om Shanti, my responsibility is make sure that I follow Baba's routine daily from Amritvela till night, even traffic control. Bring transformation within myself, imbibe divine virtues, be an example for others. That's all.
Okay, anybody else? My duty to myself, my responsibility to myself. Okay. So, today also Baba has been emphasizing a lot on being godly, royal student. So student means study. So study and making intense effort to receive scholarship. That was in today's Murli. Because my aim is to become, keep my aim in front of me. That I want to become number one, golden age. So, the aim should be always in front of us and we should be making effort in that direction. And Baba said, have royal manners. Royal activities means royal people, what they do is speak less, softly, essenceful. So I need to complete transform myself from tamo pradhan to sato pradhan. Thorn to flower, vicious to virtuous. And so what we need to do is, we have to see that I have transformed all the vices. Ego into humility, attachment to love. Pure love, because in attachment we were dependent on others. Now we take support from Baba. So we don't have to depend on human beings. So give love, cooperation to human beings, but not to have any attachment. Lust we have to change into pure love. And Baba has been nowadays emphasizing a soul conscious drishti, pure attitude, and see that we don't have even trace of vices. Anger, we have to change into tolerance, patience, love. Greed, we have to change it into contentment. Because when we see what we have received from Baba, imperishable treasures. And when we have disinterest for the old world, we are not into greed and interested in all this show and pomp of material objects of the world. So no desire. No desire for new dresses, latest hairstyle, makeup, travel. Baba has given us easy yukti to travel to three worlds. We don't need visa, we don't need passport, we don't need to check immigration, we don't need to find hotel, tourist place, restaurant, nothing. Easy. Anytime we want to travel, we can travel. So no desires. Carelessness to careful. Be careful. Because our time, money, thoughts, energy, everything is very valuable. So value all these things and budget them, not waste them. So if we are not wasting, we'll be powerful. Fear, we have to transform to courage. Because before Gyan, we were afraid of many things. Death, fear of defamation, rejection, fear of unknown. Now, we know everything. We are already died. Baba has already accepted me. If people defame me, reject me, what does it matter? Baba gives me so much respect. So more we become embodiment of jnana and yoga, it is easy to be virtuous. Laziness means we are enthusiastic. If we are enthusiastic, we won't be lazy. Jealousy, we have to transform to appreciation. Because if we have spiritual love for everybody, we appreciate their specialities. Animosity to friendship. Hatred to good wishes and mercies. Main thing, body consciousness to soul consciousness. Positive from negative. Because Baba always says, have good wishes and pure feelings for everybody. Whatever is in my thoughts, it will have effect on what? Whatever is I'm thinking, what will have effect on? Atmosphere. And my body, because psychosomatic diseases, no, anger, stress, all negative feeling will have effect on my body. And it will have effect on my relationship. And so what I need to change is change myself. Because Baba has given a slogan, my change will bring world change. If I change, world will change. So far, before Gyan, what was our expectation? If they are nice, I will not be nice. If they invite for my their birthday party, then I will invite. Otherwise, I won't. So we were reacting or reflecting their feeling. If they are nice, I will be nice. If they are very nice, I will be very nice. If they are extra nice, I will be extra nice. If they are angry, I will be angry. If they hit me, I will hit them. So we were reacting negatively with the negative people. So we were expecting them first to change. Now we have aim, I must change first. So if I have positive thoughts, good feeling, for even somebody does nasty, is nasty to me, what will happen? Ultimately that person will change. Just as if somebody is sick and they get irritated, what do we do? We don't get irritated, isn't it? We realize that they have inner pain. That's why they are angry and irritated. In the same manner, if somebody is nasty, it means they are sick in mind, disturbed in their mind. So we should have mercy for them. Try to help them. Good wishes for them. And that's the jnani response. We don't absorb their negativity, but we, by our transformation, help them to transform. Because if I'm good to somebody all the time, what will happen? They will be good. They will change ultimately. They can't keep animosity for me. So before we were stressed and distressed, now we have to be happy all the time and relaxed. Before we were in tension now and again, now attention. We had many questions. What can I do? Now we know this is what I have to do. Why? I know why this is happening. My karma, my drama, that's why this is happening. We used to say, when will it happen? Or when will I do? Now or never. So before I had many questions, now I have become knowledgeful. I have answers. No problems. So problems, obstacles will come. But I have to look at them as game. This is a game. In the game we enjoy everything, isn't it? Those who have sportsman spirit, even in their defeat they enjoy. So we have to enjoy everything. Before we were beggar, now we have to be bestower. Baba is giving us everything. We have to give everything to everybody. Otherwise in bhakti we were royal beggar, no? Asking God, help me, cure me from this disease, my exam, please help me, interview, please inspire me to give right answer. So we were sometimes royally begging from Baba or from human being. Now, Baba has given us everything, we are to be bestowed. Now we don't need to waste our time in entertainment, otherwise going to movies, concerts, restaurants, beach, park, swimming, boating. Now we are doing everything spiritually. Eat Brahma Bhojan every day. Sing song of Baba, dance with happiness, swim in the ocean of knowledge, love, peace. So everything has become spiritual and subtle. So now my responsibility is through yoga, control my mind and sense organs. Receive power of transformation to transform all my old sanskars, habits. Write the chart or check the chart at night every day. See that I have total disinterest in the old world. And I have golden age in my mind. Tomorrow I am going to become Krishna. Intoxication. Today also Baba was saying, you should be so much detached from everything, old world and possession, that at the end you remember only one. Surrender everything to Baba, nothing is mine. So that you don't remember anyone or anything at the end. So I had to reach that stage, Baba, Baba all the time. So that is my responsibility to reach my final stage through my transformation, paying attention, imbibing more knowledge, becoming embodiment of knowledge, powerful yogi, then dharana will be easy. Now my responsibility to my, whether it's Laukik family, colleagues, people around me. So somebody can share what is my responsibility as a jnani to my friends, family, Laukik family, Alaukik family, society.
So for my responsibility for myself, I have some trouble dealing with the social media. Many BK friends, BK groups, they send so many advice, film, classes, so many things. That if I follow everything, I don't have time for yoga. So much, lots of things come from within our BK family only.
So that is your problem.
Too much time. When I read at night, then for Amrit Vela I am late.
Delete all your social friends.
They are BK.
Especially those who are giving you too much advice and
they are
giving
BK,
you jnan. You are getting jnan from Baba's only, isn't it? Huh? Because too many cooks will spoil the soup. Because nowadays everybody wants to share something. And we spend so much time on social media, we don't have any other time. So I said, delete all your friends, block. Okay. So how you are going to help them now? They are trying to help you, now how you are going to help them? How you are going to help your Laukik family, people around you, Laukiks at work?
Om Shanti. Helping others by striking the right balance, keeping balance between them and myself, and also being a role model. Being a role model means trying to reflect this whatever Baba is giving us teachings. So they should see that in me. I think that way.
Be a good example.
Be a good example.
Good example, so that they are learning from my example. Okay? Anything else? Bina, come. Come, Bina.
I think quite often just sharing from your own mistakes can be quite helpful for others, because, you know, we can learn from others' mistakes, others can learn from our mistakes, so that there isn't a repetition. I don't know if that's helpful. Other than that, I think it's really necessary to put a powerful full stop and not go back into the past, because that's just a waste of time and energy, thoughts. We have to keep moving, and time is short, so we really have to speed up. Thank you.
Anybody else? How will you help other people around you?
I am practice don't see their weakness and just see their virtue, and other team have a good wish for them to have a new life.
So our aim should be remain in Baba's remembrance, create peaceful environment around us. Because peace, love, cheerfulness, powerful. If I am in that stage, the atmosphere will be created like that. Just as our images. People go in a temple or church. There's so much sorrow, unhappiness, peacelessness. As soon as they go to temple, they feel peaceful. So temples have so much power. We should have so much power that whoever around us can experience such power and atmosphere. Color them by our company, but not get influenced by that company. So if people are negative around you, don't complain. If you are complaining, it means you are absorbing their negativity. So I have to have always the shield of yoga, just as VIPs, no? They move around with bulletproof jacket. And our bulletproof jacket is yoga. So if I am in a yogi stage, I will not absorb the negativity. If I am with Baba, listening to their sorrow, I will not absorb their sorrow. Because naturally, people will come and say, oh, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is that. So that time, if I am in Baba's remembrance and knowledgeful stage, I will give them solution and not get affected by their negativity. Today also Baba says you have to be stick to the blind. So directly, indirectly give them jnana. Logics also. I remember one of the Australian sisters sharing in their house one day, one glass object fell down and broke. Her mother was not in yam. So she told, Mom, don't worry. It's Brahma. It has to happen. It has happened. So next time when something went wrong, mother says, okay, Brahma. So it's something they learn from our yam indirectly. So be stick to the blind. Baba yesterday only was telling, no? Make nine people trinetri. Tikaldashi, give them jam. Make lame people dance. You should be so much happy. Create so much happiness around you that they start dancing. They got so much zeal and enthusiasm. If anybody is negative, don't even in your mind think, oh, they're hopeless, they haven't changed, I don't think they are going to change and give up. But good wishes, one day they will change. Have mercy for them. Not dislike or hatred. So Baba has given us a lot of sustenance. No, Dadi always says, whatever I have received from Baba, I want to give it to you. I want to share with you. Same thing, whatever I have received from Baba or seniors, I must share with everybody. Whether they are logic, alogic, directly, indirectly, I should have aim to return the sustenance that I have received from others, to sustain them. Never have expectation that, sometimes some Brahmins complain, in our center there is no senior, there is no dadis, no didis, don't complain. Our sustenance is Murli and Baba. And when we come to Madhavan. So take sustenance directly from Baba and share it with others. And have awareness. I am ancestor soul. Brahmins are in the root of the tree. They have to receive water from seed or root supplied to all the leaves. So ancestors are also lawmaker. Whatever customs, systems we start here, the whole kalpa, everybody is going to follow that. So I had to have so much attention that others are going to follow me. So I had to be a very good example. So the thing is, Baba is giving me everything. So as much as I take it from Baba, I'll be able to share with others. So my aim should be use my each and every thought, word, action in a worthwhile way. Not carry on whatever I have been carrying on whole life. Not sometimes we said, oh, my children, mothers will say, my children, they are studying, let them study, especially Asian mothers. They used to do everything, cooking, cleaning, washing, ironing, cleaning backyard and house and everything, watering plants, everything. So we need to share our responsibility with the family so that we have time to receive everything from Baba. So balanced life. If we have that balanced life, we are looking after everything. Our job, our family, Baba's service, our sustenance, so that we are progressing and we are helping everybody else. So first is my responsibility to myself, then responsibility to the others around me, and then responsibility to Baba. Okay, now who is going to share what is my responsibility to Baba? Come and share. Anybody? Nobody? We are not responsible to Baba. Only Baba is responsible, or what?
Моя ответственность перед Баба – это выполнять, следовать Шримату и учить тому, что я научилась у Баба других.
So my responsibility in respect to Baba is to follow Shrimat and to follow whatever Baba says in order to teach others to do the same.
И так как я живу в семье, как Баба сказал, живите в семье и будьте лотосом. Вот нужно быть хорошим лотосом и распространять аромат Шримата Баба, любви Баба.
Baba says that you should be like a lotus flower. So while staying at home, I should be like a lotus flower, spreading the fragrance of purity and love for Baba. So that's the responsibility.
Anybody else? What about you? Sasa? Why not you share?
Okay. I just now had a thought that a very useful thing for Baba from my side is that I should not become an obstacle in Baba's task. Baba knows what he has to do.
How can you be obstacle?
Baba is doing that, so I should not interfere and disturb Baba in doing his task.
How you are going to disturb Baba? Will Baba get disturbed?
No, just it's more regarding responsibility towards the self, actually.
Not disturbed, but defame.
I should not. No, it's not even defaming. Not even defaming. But sometimes we sort of we should just have a very good touching power and catching power and know what exactly Baba wants from me at a particular time. To do that. And I think it's important also to invite Baba, what I have been practicing recently in Madhuban, just if I'm sitting somewhere, just first inviting Baba to come to that room, to that place, and do whatever he wants to do there, just inviting him. Baba can come himself, but it's royal to send our invitation to Baba first.
So you can translate it to Russian people. Acha, anybody else? No one? So. Just wait 2 minutes, let him translate for Russian what he has said. He's translating for Russian.
Can I?
Whatever he said in English, he's translating. Okay.
So my responsibility to Baba is to be a good child, to show who is my father, not to behave in a mischievous way. Just be a good child for my parent.
Okay. So Mama many times says, if you love Baba, you have to give the return of love by turning yourself. Return by turning yourself. Or in other words, by transforming yourself. So we have to be right hand. I think today or yesterday Baba was talking about being a right hand. I think for Kumaris he was saying, be a right hand, not left hand. So we have to be right hand of Baba. Because Baba alone can't transform the world, though he has aim to change. Iron Age to Golden Age, Tamo Pradhan world to Sato Pradhan world, thorns into flowers, removed rubbish of the whole world. He can't do alone. We are helpers, Baba's hands. So I have to find time to help Baba through thoughts, words, actions. Time, money, energy, whatever I can spare. Because sometimes people say, Baba, I'm not good in giving lectures. Okay, Baba says, you can have meditation. Anybody can have meditation. So do Mansa Shiva. Create powerful atmosphere. If you can spare time in Baba's service. If you have money, start centers to reveal Baba or museum. So help in Baba's service. that will naturally help me to get higher status, isn't it? So I'm not just helping him, but helping myself also to create my fortune. And whenever Baba or those Baba has appointed instruments, because Baba has appointed instruments like nadis, didis, RCs, NCs, they are instruments. Baba has appointed them. You may not get direct direction from Baba. In Sakhar Baba, when he was there, naturally Baba used to give direct direction through him. But now Baba has to work through all of instruments. So when they give you direction, try to follow them. I remember Dadi Janki was sharing sometime that she was told to go somewhere to give lectures. And Dadi was feeling, oh, am I capable of doing it? So Dadi was a bit hesitant to go. And Mama said, no, Baba knows your capacity. You don't know your capacity. So you go and give. And she could give it. So the thing is, many times we don't realize our inner strength. But seniors realize our real strength. So Mama's slogan was, never say no to Baba. Whatever Baba says, I must do. If I have clear link with Baba, then I can catch clear Baba's direction. But I may not have. So don't say no. Mama, what she used to do is, never say no to Baba. In early days, at night, 9 o'clock, Baba would say, okay, someday she went in trance and brought the message that Lakshmi and Narayan get married in this way. Lakshmi and Narayan were wearing this sort of dress, this many jewelry, etc. And tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we have to perform this drama. So Sandeshi will see, and it had to be performed. So at 9 o'clock, Baba told Mama, 9 o'clock I want this dresses and jewelry ready. And in those days, there were no shops for dress to just borrow or buy or something like that, no? So they had to sit whole night and do the sewing and preparing jewelry. And Mama sat with them. She didn't even just give direction to others, but she sat with them and prepared dresses and jewelry. And it was ready by 9 o'clock. Once it happened that a group was going, not when they took goodbye from Baba. We used to take goodbye totally from Baba. Before going, we will go to his office and Baba will give us almond, sugar candy and cardamom, etc. That was our goodbye toli. So we used to go and take toli and say goodbye to Baba, give a hug and go. So Baba was saying goodbye to the group. And Baba said, Mama, get garam garam halwa for this group. So Mama didn't ask that this group is already going. How are we going to give garam garam halwa? Mama said, okay, she went to kitchen, got it ready. So as soon as it was ready, Mama brought to Baba. Baba sent somebody on push bike to the bus stop. Because those days, we had to walk from Pandavavan back door, kitchen side, no? That back gate, we used to walk to bus stop, which will take 10-15 minutes. And when we take bus, we had to go a bit early, half an hour, 45 minutes, to get our luggage loaded on the bus. So we had to leave at least 45 minutes early. And halwa gets ready in 10 minutes. And on cycle, push bike, they can reach in 5 minutes. So garam garam halwa reached those people before they took off, the bus took off. So that was Mama. Baba said, and Mama said, Haji, yes please. And same thing, whenever there is service, we should be ever ready. Not give excuse. So Baba always says, no, nowadays have solution, no reasoning, no excuses. So have solution. Remember that I'm world benefactor. That's my job, to bring benefit to everybody. So today also Baba was saying, clear rubbish of the world, transform thorns into flowers, bring peace in the world. So that is not only Baba's job, it's our job also. So we have to help Baba in all these things. And once we are able to help Baba, if we have courage, Baba will help and we will help Baba. Isn't it? So, maintain that zeal and enthusiasm and courage and inner happiness so that people feel attracted to you. Because we have to reveal Baba to the world. Baba has revealed us to us. He revealed us. He revealed himself to us. He gave knowledge to Brahma. Brahma gave it to Dadis. Dadis gave it to second generation, third generation, and we got all Baba's introduction. But now our aim is to reveal Baba to the whole world through service of mind. Service through media, service through mic. Everybody may not be able to reveal Baba through media and mic because everybody can't go and serve VIPs, isn't it? But everybody can serve through mind, through their own stage. So my stage should be such powerful that when people see me, they don't see me. They see soul or Baba or their special deities. Angels. So, as much as I maintain that powerful stage, they will have that revelation or realization. So never think yourself to be small or junior or can't do much. But have aim that I have to reveal Baba through my thoughts, words, actions, my stage. So that's the cooperation we give for world transformation. And if we have that determined aim, then naturally we can do. And Baba says, fix your date when you are going to become perfect. When you are going to reveal me, fix your date. Never think, oh, it will happen, somebody will do. No. I have to do something. Something at least. Everybody will have to give a finger of cooperation. Because juniors never will say, okay, let seniors be world sovereign, Lakshmi Narayan, I am happy for them to take that seat, isn't it? Everybody says, I want to be Lakshmi Narayan. I want to be number one. So, our effort should be so intense. So, once we have such intense effort, naturally, we will be able to glorify Baba. So, never underestimate yourself. Baba has so much love, respect and calls us your special souls. So we have to reveal our speciality. Whatever speciality we have to reveal it to the world. So anybody has any question? Your question answered, Vijay? Anybody else has? No, then we will come. If you have any question, come.
Didi, tomorrow I will come back to my country by flight. Could I can service when I go to by bus or by flight for someone I met them?
I didn't understand.
Could I serve it when I come back to my country by flight? I will go to this near some.
You want to know whether you should do some service for your
when I travel
person next to you sitting on the plane?
Yeah.
Why not? Just start asking. Usually Baba says, no, when you are standing at bus stop, train station, ask them, who are you, where are you, what's your religion, etc. And start talking friendly way. Start with logic conversation. And if they are interested more in knowledge and meditation, you can say, even after you going to Vietnam, you can share what you have received from Madhavan. But you have to be, Baba says, always yogyukt, tactful, knowledgeful. Whom to speak, how much to speak, especially Vietnam is a very communist country. And as soon as you talk about God, they will react. And anybody, anywhere, Baba always says, when you are doing service, feel the pulse, whether they are religious minded, whether they are interested in spirituality, whether they are interested to know about peace, first find out. what they would like. Even on first day, of course, Baba says, check with them why they have come to the center. If they want to have peace, talk about peace. If they have come for love, if they have stress, talk about how to relax. So whatever they want, we have to share with them. Because especially those who are your logics also, just share what you have received from Madhavan or those who have been now distant from Jnana and center, share Madhavan experience, take some toli or Madhavan gift, Baba says. That's how you have to serve the old Brahmins or those who are not coming to Madhavan, sharing your refreshment over here. Because sharing your joy, sharing your experience can help many people. But as I said, you have to see whether they are interested.
Диди, скажите, пожалуйста, вот качество амритвелы и вообще медитации, от чего зависит? Иногда она очень хорошая, иногда трудно сосредоточиться, и как-то вот сонливость приходит. Это какие-то старые кармические счета, или, может быть, баба чем-то недоволен, или какие-то тонкие ошибки? Как это вот проанализировать?
Диди, about the quality of my амритвела. So sometimes амритвела meditation is powerful, but sometimes I cannot concentrate. Sometimes I feel sleepy. So is it my karma? Or is Baba not happy with me at that time? Or what can I do to help myself in that?
Amritvela
meditation.
Main thing is just go to sleep early. Because sometimes we haven't had enough rest. So have enough, at least 5-6 hours rest. So rest, then freshen yourself. Wash your face or have a cup of tea or have a shower before sitting so that you are having powerful amritvela. And don't sit very too comfortably. No, sometimes we sit too comfortably. So don't do that. And before going to sleep, have good yoga. Clear your mind of whatever has happened whole day. Give your chart to Baba so that you are sleeping lightly, having good sleep, then you'll be fresh in the amritvela. Because our previous day's activities and soul conscious stage will have effect on next day, amritvela. So if we whole day practice bodiless stage, soul conscious stage, then amritvela will be powerful. And don't allow any laziness or carelessness or excuses. Because sometimes we give excuses, oh, I'm too tired. Yeah, I have worked very hard yesterday, I must rest more. So if you start giving excuses and trying to be lazy or too much relaxed, then you won't have powerful amritvela, but have determination. You must have powerful amritvela. And in between, if you are not feeling concentration, read some Murli or books, Baba's books, to make it powerful.
Didi, I have two questions. One on social media. Up to what extent do we utilize it for world benefit? What content do you suggest? Social media, like Facebook, Instagram, etc. Because sometimes it's tricky. In the disguise of doing service, we're wasting time on social media.
You have to see how many people are reading your article or something. If there are people reading your article, even if one or two are reading, it's worth spending time. So depending on that, you should see how it is, feedback or the response of people.
And in terms of content, content, substance, the message, do you have a suggestion in terms of which ones to prioritize?
Because different subjects, Baba gives us gyan on all subjects, health, happiness, whatever people need. We have to write accordingly. And naturally, when you are writing article, you will choose different subjects. So sometimes on environment, sometimes on health, sometimes on happiness, sometimes on love, because Baba gives everything.
Right, you have partly answered my second question, which is about the environment. There are lots of very good initiatives from Vayagya, and I'm thinking which ones to prioritize in terms of engagement and world benefit.
Because nowadays we talk on internal pollution and outer pollution, so we have to talk about because environment, they are just thinking about on a physical level, and we are talking on a subtle level also, how thoughts can influence environment, and we have to pay attention to our thoughts also, our feeling, not allow negative feeling. So have merciful feeling for everybody who are even not good. Because especially in the Philippines, there your president is killing people. So violence, non-violence, drug addiction, how to help drug addict, and how love can help them, how God's remembrance can help, because Filipino, you can easily talk about God. And I have given talks openly about God, about in seminaries, I have given talk on celibacy, purity, etc. So it's very easy in Philippines to talk on any subject.
So you mentioned about our president. How do you think can we serve our president?
First, have good wishes for him. Don't think that he is very cruel, killing people. His aim is good, to make your country free from drugs. But his means is not good. So have good wishes for him, and you can write to him our article as you can take some statistics from here, Dr. Banarasi, how we have helped drug addicts and smokers and alcoholics and all. If you take some articles from here, how in India we are helping with spirituality those people, naturally he may think something and may change his attitude. Because it is possible, because we are having Just as Alcoholic Anonymous have got 12-step program for drug addiction and all addiction, we are having step 11, where they are talking about spirituality and God, remembering God. And we have one psychologist who is helping, and we used to have regular classes for those who have come out from drug addiction and rehabilitating. We used to have classes for them, and they took a lot of benefit. Even in Sri Lanka, we are having many, many classes for addicts, rehabilitation, and quite a few people have given up, especially alcohol and drugs, and they are helping other patients. So the thing is, if you have some statistics from here and there, you can send it to your press and to your president. It may help them. Okay, so now it's 12:15. We will have 5 minutes meditation and finish it.